Light and peace in Jesus Christ our love. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Christ, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. O good Creator God Most High, who spread the ocean of the sky, and with a word of thundering force divide chaotic waters' course, who give the rains a lofty place and guide the rivers as they race, that flowing waters be at hand to save the scorched and thirsty land. O flood us from your font above with living waters of your love, to bathe in grace the wounded part of every troubled human heart. Restore our weak and weary sight in streams of faith's abundant light, and turn our quest for passing things to thirst for everlasting springs. O Abba, this we ask be done through Jesus Christ, your well-loved Son, whom in the Spirit we adore, one God who loves forevermore. Amen. How lovely is your dwelling place, Adonai Sabaoth. My soul yearns and pines for your courts, Adonai. My heart and my flesh cry out. Even the sparrow may find a home, the swallow a nest for her young. Your altars, my love and my God. How happy are those who dwell in your courts. How happy when you are their strength. Though they might go through the valley of death, they make it a place of springs. Your first rains bring it to life. O God of hosts, hear my cry, and hearken, O God of Jacob. One day in your house is worth much more to me than 10,000 anywhere else, for you are my sun and my shield. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. How lovely is your dwelling place, Adonai Sabaoth.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. As a matter of equality, your surplus at the present time should supply the needs of others, so that their surplus may also supply your needs, that there may be equality. As it is written, whoever had much did not have more, and whoever had little did not have less. Thanks be to God. bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Look to each other's interests, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the Holy Breath of Love. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. For whatever you measure out to others will be measured back to you. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and sends the rich away empty. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. For whatever you measure out to others will be measured back to you. Christ, our light, brighten your church with your splendor, so that she may be for the nations the great sacrament of your love. Watch over the teachers and leaders of your church, so that after they have preached to others, they themselves may remain faithful in your service. Help those committed to each other in marriage with an abundance of your grace, so that they may witness to the constancy of your love in our lives. Fill our dwellings with your goodness and mercy, that nations may work to change war into peace. In your mercy, grant eternal rest to all who have died, and consolation to those who grieve their passing. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Creator God, we stand in wonder and awe before your gift of water that brings life and nourishment through streams and rivers, marshes and swamps, lakes, seas, and oceans. We marvel at water's beauty and diversity of forms in dew and mist, rain and snow, hail and ice, humidity, vapor and steam. As we celebrate the creation and distribution of water on this second day of the week, we pray for all suffering from drought, and we give thanks for the rain that has fallen in other places. Strengthen our commitment to conserve and share the precious gift of water with wisdom and respect. Amen. May the God of all creation bless us with a thirst for justice. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you. Our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin most kind, our Mother Mary.
Pray for us, Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.